And as for how he views it now...
They're an atrocious organisation. They need disbanding, it needs removing, it needs building again from the ground. Quite commonly, the whole of the postal service nowadays, it's beyond saving. The former
Scottish Minister has been giving evidence about when concerns were first raised about the faulty software responsible for unsafe convictions. William Ragg will no longer sit as a Conservative MP after his involvement in a so-called contract racket. Last week he admitted giving politicians' phone numbers to a scammer because he was afraid intimate images of him would be leaked.
Described dinner with Donald Trump last night as entirely in line with precedent.
The Foreign Secretary insists it was private, so he'll only say they discussed a range of global issues. Rishi Sunak condemned the protest outside the Labour leader. Police arrested three pro-Palestinian protesters. Supporters heading to the Emirates for Arsenal's Champions League clash with Bayern Munich wouldn't have noticed any big security differences. That's despite a pro-Islamic State media outlet linking the terrorists to possible attacks on all four quarter-final first legs. Police in London insisted a robust plan was in place. Our correspondent Rob Harris was outside the stadium earlier.
There's nothing substantially different, I would say, at this game. There's what the police and Arsenal are calling a robust police operation in place, but there are, for instance, no armed security here. You have seen them, say, outside Wembley in the past at the time of really heightened security concerns.
On the pitch, Manchester City drew a thrilling first leg of their Champions League quarter-final against Real Madrid 3-3. Bernardo Silva, Phil Foden and Josco Guardiol got the goals for the holders in Spain, while Arsenal's tie against Bayern is also in the balance after a 2-2 draw at the Emirates. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, good evening everybody. Once again, a warm welcome as ever to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until midnight tonight. Hope you've had a good day so far. Hope everything is fabulous for you. And how wonderful that you've decided to share the next couple of hours with me here on the old Phoenix FM airwaves. Yes, 98.0 Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. And as ever, available on smart speaker. And with a Mixcloud account, you can see the video feed into the studio. So Tuesday, the 9th of April, as ever, another wacky show coming up. Celebrity birthdays will feature in the first hour. We'll deal with all the ridiculous holidays that occur on the 9th of April and this week and this month as well. Our roving reporter, Scott Fish. The
astronomical
phenomenon. That was witnessed across the globe yesterday, but live in the USA. Very exciting. We sent Scott Fish to the solar eclipse, and he'll be reporting back in about 25 minutes' time. Prediction Master will be back as well. There's an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse as ever. You can get a sneak preview by going to @BenSimRadio before I talk about it in the second hour of tonight's show. It's social media related. Name your favourite. So, yeah, very exciting and great tracks suggested by you, lovely listeners. Some brilliant music coming up tonight. We're going to have the likes of Sheryl Crow. We're going to have Bill Withers. We're going to have Take That later on. We're going to have The Stranglers. We're even going to have Katy Perry, The Wanted, Len,
Bob Marley,
Diana Ross. So much to look forward to, so keep it here. 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. I'm Ben, it's the show that goes like this. You're never quite sure what's coming next, except if you tune in regularly. There are regular features you'll be well aware of. Now, I'll explain why we're starting with this after I've played it, but to get us going musically tonight, a feel-good track from Katrina and the Waves.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is me, Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this. We're going to have a great time tonight. Katrina and the Waves to get us going. Looking and sounding fabulous, of course. So, what was that all about? Well, on the 9th of April, there are quite a few ridiculous holidays. It is, of course, who could forget, International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. That is one of the more ridiculous ones. I have talked about it before, possibly about a year ago. But Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Does the legal community regularly get frustrated about how people are not kind to them? I don't know. Do they need a day where we're especially kind? I feel like they're well paid, and I do agree that just because someone's well paid that you shouldn't be constantly mean to them. But, you know, why is that a thing? International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Also, I'll be impressed if you know anything about this. It's Appomattox Day. Appomattox Day, of course, everyone. You know, you all know why, don't you? Appomattox Day. American Civil War. There was a battle that started to signify the end of the war in Virginia, and when it finished in Virginia, other places soon followed suit. It's regarded as the battle that really brought about the end of the American Civil War in a place called Appomattox in Virginia. There we go. That's why today is Appomattox Day. It's the anniversary of the day that battle occurred. But, of course, yes, it's Be Kind to Lawyers Day and Appomattox Day, but who could forget? It's National Unicorn Day! Yes, horns in the middle of your head. Well, just a solitary horn. I've just read about an animal called an okapi that has two horns sort of next to each other in the middle of its head. And from a certain angle, it can look like one. And you think it's a unicorn, but it isn't. It's an okapi. Anyway, it is National Unicorn Day. We may talk about unicorns later in the show. But maybe more importantly for some people, of course, as well, it's National Gin and Tonic Day. Yes, absolutely fantastic. Pour yourself a G&T, enjoy, refreshed, ready for the next couple of hours and whatever it brings, yes. Also, all week this week, and I'm not happy about it, it's Be Kind to Spiders Week. What? Why? All right, you know, who started? I reckon it was the spider community that started the rumour that it's bad luck if you kill a spider. You know, that's got to have been self-preservation from some intelligent spider somewhere. I do have a problem. I probably will admit, properly arachnophobic. Although, bizarrely, money spiders, so small, they're kind of the same size as ants. I don't like an ant crawling on me. I shrug it off instantly. Money spiders, quite happy if they're crawling on me. But then, again, there's the old wives' tale of you're going to come into money if there's a money spider on you. Also, it's too tiny to be threatening. But I've got to say, any bigger with its leg span than a 5p piece, and I am shying away from everything arachna. Yes, arachnophobia is me, so there we go. I've had odd instances of spiders being around where I really didn't want them to be. Maybe I'll share with you some spider stories later on, as it is Be Kind to Spiders Week. I've never knowingly killed a spider. I certainly wouldn't want to do that, no. But if they're up to a certain size, I can get them under a glass and a bit of paper or card or something and get rid of them that way. People have invested, family members who know me well have invested in spider hoovers, for spider vacuums, I should say. Many brands of spider vacuum are available. And devices to help you catch them without having to go too near them. So, yeah, that helps. But it is Be Kind to Spiders Week. And, of course, all throughout April, totally separately from anything else. And we all really will be embracing this, I know, as a community. Because all throughout April, it's National Kite Month. And that's not the bird, the kite. Oh, no. Absolutely not. No. It's the stuff on a string that you fly in the sky. Kite month all throughout April. Is it a popular hobby still? You still see people doing it occasionally, don't you? So there we go. Right. Well, we need more music, and all the music has been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners as ever. So carry on listening. You may get a name check if your tune gets played. Thank you very much. A lot of the musical element to the show is reverting back to yesterday's awe-inspiring solar eclipse, which took place from Earth, of course, 100% visible in certain areas of the USA, limited visibility in limited western areas of the UK, but of course with the internet available for live streaming, and some amazing images definitely were captured. Scott Fish will be telling us about what he's seen solar eclipse wise in the last couple of days. Very excited to talk to him in about 15 minutes. But musically, all the tracks inspired by the sun, I think it's fair to say, hence the sunshine to get us going. And that should be attributed to Sarah James, who suggested it on social media. A few others did, but Sarah got in there first. Thank you, Sarah, for doing that. Thank you also to fellow Phoenix alumni, Nigel Fitzmaurice, who wants to hear Arrow and Hot, Hot, Hot. This is for you, Nigel.
Olé, 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 feeling hot. Phoenix FM.
Arrow and hot, hot, hot
stuff. So, yeah, lots of holidays going on and the wonderful solar eclipse
yesterday causing a lot of excitement
amongst the things all over
without quite the validity. Anyway, yes, and don't forget, it's International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. If you have any legal proceedings underway, be kind to the lawyers involved. Fought about the end of the American Civil War. National Unicorn Day. Yeah. Mythical, fantastic creatures.
Looks like a horse with a handle.
Is it fantastic?
Yes, it is.
National Gin and Tonic Day. I'll accept that as well. Do you know,
I never really loved this thing. Yeah.
I'm sure there's people...
What's up with this?
Look. The old gin taste. Gins.
Still. There we go.
Yes. Also, Be Kind to Spiders Week. We may have to have some facts about spiders later on in the show. Maybe facts.
That'd be nice.
And, of course, the kite.
In fact,
kites. Well,
but we need music. We need fabulous music,
and we need music that's been suggested by Sue Burton. So what better than The Heat Is On? With an intro that you really wouldn't think leads into the song it leads into. That's what I think about this intro. Now it's fine. All fine now.
Pressure's high.
Phoenix FM.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, it is. And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. I hope your Tuesday evening is fabulous. Hope it's even more fabulous now you've tuned in to this show with me. Maybe you're listening at your own leisure, not on a Tuesday evening. You've downloaded this programme and you're listening to it. Let's say it's Thursday lunchtime. Let's say it's Saturday morning. Craziness, but you can listen to it when you like. But I'm ever so grateful to anyone who listens, whether it's live, whether it's afterwards. Thank you for getting involved. Thanks to everyone that's sent in on social media. There's been a heck of a lot of interaction, and that's what this show is all about. We encourage interactivity, of course. I think it's more interesting and exciting if you feel involved just as much as I do. So brilliant. Speaking of getting involved, we've had our issues with Scott Fish over the weeks, but I'm excited to say he is reporting on what it's like to be anywhere near a solar eclipse. Absolutely fabulous. Shall we speak to Scott round about now? I think we should. So therefore, let's hit that jingle. I hope all of yesterday he was wearing solar protective glasses. He's our roving reporter, of course. He's Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben.
Scott, how the devil are you?
Do you know what? I did wear my protective glasses, and
really?
There's no damage to my retina that any of the doctors have found. I did get a couple of them to check.
No serious eye injuries. Always good after. I was worried with you reporting on the total solar eclipse that there could be incidents. We tried to mitigate them. I feel they've been mitigated.
Yeah, when you say no eye injuries, there were, but not related to the solar eclipse. There was a bit of a bust up on the way to America, but it's over now. We're not going to talk about that.
No,
when you originally gave me this assignment, I thought you were asking a lot, because I thought you wanted me to actually go to the sun. Now, I did look into it.
Yeah.
After about 48 hours of research, turns out it's a bit too hot to go there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't want to let you down, so I could have gone to the moon, because obviously people have done that.
But
apparently they haven't done it for a while, so...
I don't think Phoenix FM's budget would stretch to one of those moon trips, you know. It's a bit cheaper to get to America, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that you sent me all the way to America, but I don't understand that, because I can see the moon, and I can't see America from Brentwood, so surely it would have been easier to get to... Anyway, I'm not in charge of the budget, so...
It's above your pay grade, and mine, weirdly.
Wow.
But, yeah, well, let's get into the nitty-gritty of it then. What was the atmosphere like? Where were you for the actual few minutes that the total solar eclipse happened?
So I actually went to right the very beginning of where it was seen on the kind of continental United States. I was in Texas. We saw it for over 4 minutes. It was very, very exciting. Lots of people fired their guns, which was a little bit less exciting. Quite stereotypical for Texans, I thought. But
Yes, of course. I was worried you might have gone somewhere mistakenly to a place that wasn't going to have good observational possibilities of it. You know,
I saw it fine. It was absolutely fine. I went right there and was there for the whole in the path of totality, as we eclipse chasers call it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, I'd just like to ask, I mean, I remember previous total solar eclipses that have been visible in the UK. I remember being on holiday in Corfu, I think, when one happened. And obviously...
Sorry, you were in Corfu when there was an eclipse that was visible from the UK?
Yeah, that was just a coincidence that I happened to be on holiday at that time. It was also visible in Corfu. No, I saw it in Corfu,
I thought you'd misunderstood quite seriously the whole sense of how to view an eclipse.
No, of course.
Holiday to somewhere that it isn't visible from.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I agree with that. No, what I was going to say was I remember shots of people sort of having to put a hole in a bit of paper and look at the shadow that was created on another bit of paper. And then I was amazed to see footage of people in America with this eclipse all wearing what I would have called 3D glasses in the 80s, with obviously different lenses in that stop your eyes getting damaged by harmful UV rays. I just wondered if you could let us know anything about the equipment people have moved on to in these technologically advanced times.
I ordered a box of these glasses and sort of handed them out, because there were quite a few people in Texas. As I say, it was quite a stereotypical Texan bunch, and a lot of them had seen 7 years ago, the last total eclipse, Donald Trump was the president, and he famously looked at the eclipse without any glasses, which was against all the sort of health recommendations.
Absolutely.
So a lot of the Texans who are surprisingly ardent Trump supporters were quite resistant to me passing out. Consider, you know, like when COVID was happening, resistant to masks.
Yeah.
I would have said it was akin to that.
Wow.
And,
right.
I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but that really did... That was the precursor to the eye injury I did end up with that wasn't directly related to the eclipse. So I tried to make sure they all had them, and it got forcible. I had to pin several children down and force them to goggles for their own protection. You know, I wasn't being unreasonable.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
And well, the kids had guns as well, so it's quite scary.
You are painting a picture almost of a slightly worrying society, a lawless society in parts of Texas.
If I'm honest, I did go to Texas and ended up on an army base. So I think...
right,
I
yeah.
I think that might have been something to do with them. Because you think stereotypical Texans having sort of big, either rifles, these all have similar and sort of assault rifles. So I think it was part of the American army. And that's essentially why they were a bit resistant to me forcing them to wear goggles, I think, because...
Yeah.
You know, that was assaulting a member of the armed forces.
It makes sense. But let's not get into that and how you got your eye injury and the bust up. Let's talk about the, you know, amazing sighting of our star obscured by the moon and looking fantastic in the sky. Were people having spiritual occurrences?
They were. And a lot of people were saying, were sort of praising God for it, because it does make you get quite spiritual and kind of everything, and saying how clearly the moon sort of fits perfectly over the sun. And we got about, as I say, about 4.5 minutes of totality, which is when it's completely covered. And yeah. then you can look at the sun when it's like that. But and they were saying that it's obviously God had made that. And I got quite cross and again, got quite physical with them, because it really is 400 times that bigger diameter than the moon. It's also 400 times further away, so it sort of cancels it out. And they were very adamant that that was God. And so I put goggles on them and said coincidence quite loudly. And it really did get quite vicious, to be honest with you. It wasn't just my eyes. They've hurt some of my limbs as well. Not all of them. And we were talking about the history of them, because obviously, you know, human beings have been looking at eclipses, and a lot of people did think it was the wrath of God. And apparently, I mean, one of the sort of most ancient civilizations that were really into eclipses and astronomy in general was ancient China. And apparently there's a sort of story that was going around that 4,000 years ago, that the Chinese emperor had his sort of royal astrologers, and they didn't predict solar eclipse, so he killed them. I didn't realise, really, just how violent eclipses get.
Yeah, well, you've been exposed to a certain level of violence that many people wouldn't associate with it. I mean, you'd assume it would enhance community spirit, people coming together, looking at something that shapes all of our lives in a bizarre kind of way.
Sort of make you feel sort of together, but also we noticed that a lot of people started robbing things because it was dark and they thought it was night time. And obviously they only had about 4.5 minutes, and then the police and all the army guys found them. So
yeah
and like animals all went a bit mental there was, because they have quite a lot of animals in the army base, which I didn't ask why that was. But the sort of the scientists at the army base, they had a lot of them.
It's interesting that you, you know, you're able to tell us about the animals, the human behavior, and whatever.
Yeah.
How come they let you into the army base?
Because it wasn't so much letting me in as sort of stopping me go further in, really.
Right, yeah. So I just... just wondering how you knew how many scientists there were there, or that there were a lot even, you know.
Well, when you're forcing people to wear sun-protective goggles, some of them sort of scream, get off me, I'm a scientist, I know what I'm doing. And there was at least 20 of those, so...
okay. Well, I understand. Tell us, just before you go then, a bit more about the animals. What animals did you see behaving strangely?
It's quite weird, so there are quite a lot of bees around, and they all tend to sort of fly back or sort of disappear, so as if they're going back to their hives.
Right,
A lot of the birds sort of stopped making noises, and they all kind of went, like, they stopped flying, went back. Everything basically thought, oh, no, it's nighttime. What was weird is the weirdest reaction was probably on the base. They had a lot of sort of things like horses and stuff. And it turns out donkeys, when an eclipse happens, they don't care. They just... nothing. That's like they literally, if you had a carrot, they'd be more excited than they would be by a solar eclipse.
Well, you know,
don't care about solar eclipse.
that's what I like about your roving. You know, people have seen images of the solar eclipse on the national news on TV from all over the world. Very few people have heard that donkeys don't care about them, and you've been able to exclusively break that live on the show that goes like this.
Exclusive for Phoenix FM and for you.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Scott.
You're very welcome. How do you, can I just ask you a question, Ben? How do you think you organise, like, a party for a solar eclipse? Like, how do you go about arranging one of those?
Well, I'd imagine, what, in terms of ensuring people come to it, or in terms of ensuring you have a venue where it can happen, or...
No, you just have to plan it.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to... When you have a solar eclipse, you have to plan it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Lovely way to finish. Quick question, just before I play your jingle again and we say goodbye for this week. Can you explain very succinctly what your actual eye injury is? Because people might be worried.
Well, the sergeant on the base stepped on it.
Okay.
It was still in my head at the time, but, you know. It smarts today.
Yeah, well, we wish you a speedy recovery, Scott, and, you know, continue not looking directly at the sun and you'll be all right, won't you?
Total eclipse of the heart doesn't make any sense, does it? You'd have to have a moon between your eyes and your heart.
If
you've got a moon between your eyes and your heart, you've got bigger issues going on.
It'd be good if I played that song now, because then it would link well to this interview, wouldn't it?
It comes from the album Faster Than the Speed of Night. Well, that... Unless the animals, you know, were thinking that the eclipse was night, that was quite quick. But night itself is relatively slow. I think Bonnie Tyler was drunk when she did that.
Bonnie Tyler up next. We'll say bye to Scott Fish. Scott, thanks as ever.
Thank you.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, and you're never coming around. Oh, every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. The best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
Turn
eyes.
Turn around.
Every now and then. I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, that was Scott Fish as ever with another soft hitting report. I think it's fair to say all about the solar eclipse. I certainly didn't feel that at the occasion after speaking to Scott, but there we go. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised after Scott Fish's vote, then feel free to get in touch in the usual ways. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And of course, you can email us, radio@phoenixfm.com. Great stuff. So, yes, very lovely. While the Scott Fish interview was on, I had a message that said, "Your guest sounds amazeballs. Ask him if the eclipse was better than the fun image shown when typing solar eclipse into Google." I have to say a huge thanks to Michael for that message. I'll try and find out for you and let you know, Michael. But, yeah, thanks for getting in touch, see? I like it. When people drop me a line, I get their name mentioned on the airwaves. And also, Michael has kindly, very kindly, on social media in the run-up to the show, suggested an all-too-appropriate track. I don't know, really. All-too sounds negative. Just very appropriate track for the show that is quite literally happening right now. So to that end, I think we're going to fast track it to the airwaves right now. So cheers, Mike. Here is Take That and Shine.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out, out, out. Oh, your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise.
Phoenix FM.
Take That and Shine, suggested by Michael Buck. And he's right. If you Google solar eclipse, there is a very fun image that comes up. I heartily recommend it. Every now and again, Google do something quite wacky and interesting on their homepage and commemorative of an event that's occurred. It's a good one with regards to the solar eclipse. So thanks to Mike Buck for suggesting that. Great stuff as ever. I never honoured Mark Straker for suggesting Sheryl Crow's Soak Up the Sun earlier. Obviously very appropriate. So thank you, Mark, for that. We haven't had celebrity birthdays yet, have we? I haven't told you what's going on the Twitterverse. So, yeah, there's plenty going on for you to get involved with. If you're on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio is the profile. And I will tell you earlier than normal, because I'd like a few more votes than we've had already, although they have come in. Because TikTok have announced that they may start a photo sharing service similar to Instagram, obviously to rival Instagram. They're probably annoyed that Instagram started Reels to rival TikTok. So, you know, they're trying to get some of those customers back, or viewers, or whatever you want to call them. People who share data online. So I'm simply asking in a poll, which do you look at most, TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram? It's a single click or tap on your device to cast your vote, but you need to go to the profile at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and then you can cast that vote. And why not give it a retweet, repost, whatever it's called these days, so more people can see that poll and more people will get involved, and we'll get a broader spectrum of voters, which will be fabulous. So which do you look at most, TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram? I have to say, while I'm commuting, for me at the moment, it's TikTok. But I don't want to sway anyone. The others are valid social media platforms with a lot of excellent content on them. TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram, which do you look at most? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, get voting. Yes, that will be wonderful. Well, I think before we do any more music, we really do need to do some celebrity birthdays, don't we? Who's celebrating on the 9th of April? Well, Twilight actress Kristen Stewart is 34 today. Liverpool footballing legend Robbie Fowler is 49 today. Actress Elle Fanning is 26. Rachel Stevens, singer formerly of S Club, is 46. Game of Thrones star Isaac Hempstead Wright is 25. Lil Nas X, the rapper, is also 25. Actor Dennis Quaid is 70 today. And Leighton Meester from Gossip Girls is 38 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday as well, very many happy returns of the day to you. And you've only got an hour and 7 minutes left to celebrate. Well, you can carry on celebrating after midnight, but it's not legitimate anymore. No. Because if you were celebrating International Be Kind to Lawyers Day and you carried on after midnight, I'd castigate you for that as well. And we know I love to use the word castigate. Careful. Especially on National Gin and Tonic Day, if saying castigate. There we go. Yes, right. Loads of stuff happening before midnight tonight. Prediction Master will be back. We'll find out the results of that poll on Twitter, the intense debate. Which do you use the most, TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram? All because TikTok have announced they will be beginning a photo sharing side to their app to rival Instagram. And, of course, loads more tracks to feature in the next hour and 6 minutes and 15 seconds. Now, all related to the sun after yesterday's spectacular solar eclipse. Fabulous. Well, thanks to Danny Kidson, who suggested the next track we're going to hear on social media into the run-up to the show. This, of course, is the brilliant Bill Withers.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you. get you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to faith. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's alright with me. I just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Oh yes, that is oh right indeed. As we approach the second hour of the show tonight, what have you missed in the first hour? Plenty of great music, yes, from the likes of Bill Withers, Bonnie Tyler. We've had Katrina and the Waves, we've had Arrow, we've had Glenn Frey, we've had Sheryl Crow. Where the heck have you been? We've had Take That, yes. So plenty still to come though. We've got Labyrinth going to feature, ELO going to feature, The Stranglers. And, excitingly for some people, Morecambe and Wise going to feature a little bit later on. As well as The Wanted, Katy Perry, Diana Ross, yeah. So don't go anywhere, second hour of the show, still fabulous music on these very airwaves. And I think I will start sharing with you some possibly unnerving, possibly interesting facts about spiders. Because it's Be Kind to Spiders Week this week. After Sunday you can be horrible to them again. No, don't. I don't advocate that. Throw them out of your house by all means. Don't kill them. It's bad luck to kill a spider. Spiders started that rumour. Right. Thanks to Alan Cohen and Tom O'Driscoll, independently of each other, who asked to hear Cream and Sunshine of Your Love.
Close the tired eyes. I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dog surprise.